You're listening to High Vibe Mindset, where entrepreneurs Aaron Smith, a sports physician assistant, and Melissa Smith, an intuitive eating dietitian and mindset coach, dive into all the juicy details of business, relationships, health, science, and spirituality. Now let's dive in. This episode is sponsored by my free 3-day intuitive eating mindset challenge. This free challenge is for anyone who wants to kickstart their intuitive eating journey and learn how to get aligned to what works for you. This challenge is designed to help you learn what type of eater you are and what might be keeping you stuck in a less than ideal relationship with food or with your body. You can learn how to stop the harmful yo-yo dieting cycle and adopt self-compassionate mindfulness while ditching the harmful all-or-nothing mindset. And you'll learn how to flex those intuitive eating muscles we are all born with that have been buried by diet culture. This challenge is great for those experiencing food obsession and overwhelm. So if you're always thinking about your next meal or a cheat meal, if you're just so over calorie tracking and macro counting and everything like that of having to weigh your food and portion out your food, if you find that you're always starting and stopping diets and just nothing seems to work for you, and if you find that you're starting to get anxiety just thinking about food, then it's time to ditch diets and get in touch with your body through intuitive eating. Take action today by joining the challenge and you'll get the guidance you've been looking for straight to your inbox. In just 3 days, you can massively shift your relationship with food and body, discover and eliminate what has been keeping you stuck, and make powerful, lasting transformation toward healthful living. So to sign up for the challenge, simply go to www.intuitiveeatingmindset.org/3-day-challenge.
Ashley Easter is a cult survivor turned intuitive master and coach who helps women stop the self-doubt and harness their intuition so that they can take control of their destiny by becoming intuitive AF. She is the founder of Intuition Mastery, a 6-week journey from intuition curious to full-on intuition master. I'm so excited for this episode. This is where you're going to learn everything that it means to really be an intuition master. What does intuition even mean? This is such a great conversation. And I've already said it before, but this is one of the areas that I think is most important to learn about. So I'm really excited. Let's dive into the episode.
I learned so much about intuition from you and love what you do. You empower people to trust themselves and live authentically and to go after what they deserve. And what I really love is that we both value intuition so much and we teach it in different ways, but I am so excited to learn from you today. I'm so excited for our listeners to hear practical ways that they can tap into intuition so that they can discover what truly works best for them. And my first question for you to kick this off is, do you think that everybody has the ability to be intuitive?
I love that question. That's so good. And I'm just so glad to be here on your show. And I do love that we both talk about intuition, but hit it a little bit from different angles. And so, yeah, that's great. So does everybody have the ability to be intuitive? Yes, 100%. And the reason I can say that so confidently is this. Intuition is a science. It's a practice and a science. And so when we look at where the intuition is housed in our brains, it's in our subconscious mind. And so if you are a human, and if you're listening to this podcast, you have a subconscious mind. And so if you have a subconscious mind, that means you have intuition. Now, is everybody using their intuition to the fullest capacity? No, they're not. A lot of times in society, that's really pushed down. We're pressured to focus just on the logical side of the brain, just on the conscious mind. But everybody has access to intuition, and it's just a matter of allowing it to lead and guide you, getting to know it better, creating that relationship.
Awesome. I love that. Yeah, exactly. I love how you answer that. And it's very true that we all have it. It's just a matter of if we have that awareness and if we know how to tap in and listen to our intuition. Let's talk more about honing in on your own intuitive skills. I would love to hear what intuition looks like for you. how that shows up for you. And then what was your life like before that? So a little bit of like what it's like now with your intuitive mastery, what that looks like. And then how did you get there? How did you become such an intuition master?
Well, thank you for that question as well. And before I can answer like what it looks like now, it's going to be important for me to give you at least the nutshell version of my backstory. Would that be okay?
Yeah. Yes, okay. Of course.
Okay, awesome. So I grew up in a very cult-like community. And yes, I said cult, very controlling, high control community, very religious. And religion isn't necessarily a bad thing, but this particular community was super controlling. It was very patriarchal. Men were to have power and control over women in the home, church, and in society. There was a lot of abuse that I experienced and saw other people experiencing. And so that was sort of my background. And not surprisingly, when you grow up in a place where there's a lot of control from who you are affiliated with, who your friends are, you know, what you can do, what you can say, what you can wear, how you can even feel. If you're in such a controlled environment like that, it only makes sense that your intuition is going to be squelched. So from the time I was a very young child, I did have intuition, just like everybody else, but it was systemically pushed down, suppressed, told that it was bad, wrong. I couldn't trust it. And I should only trust the male spiritual authorities in my life. There was this idea of first time obedience. So like never question, just, you know, obey right on the spot. So when you grow up in an environment like that, when you can't listen to your intuition, it's not that it isn't there anymore, but your intuition just gets used to you not paying attention to it. And so it gets quieter and you start to lose what it feels like to know the voice of your intuition. And you're more influenced by what other people are telling you or what your ego is telling you. And your ego's there to try to keep you safe, but your ego doesn't always, you know, it doesn't have access to all the great data points and information your intuition has. So that's kind of how I grew up. My relationship with intuition was not strong. And I got into a lot of dangerous situations, inclusive of abuse, inclusive of trying to do things in my life that I thought might be my life path, but were not, in fact, in alignment with my soul and what I'm called to do here on this earth, because I wasn't listening to my gut or my intuition. But kind of the tipping point, thing that started to change it for me was this. I had just gotten out of an abusive romantic relationship. I was still, you know, very young. I think I was 20 years old then. And we had been engaged, tracking down to marriage. And I called it off because I was just really honestly feeling a lot of fear. And it was kind of an amazing thing that I was even able to call it off in that moment. But what happens so many times when you've experienced abuse is you go through that post-traumatic stress disorder, that PTSD. So the anxiety, the depression, the suicidal thoughts, flashbacks and panic attacks and the night terrors. I was having like all of those things, and I'm still living in a cult environment. So, you know, just because I got out of this one relationship doesn't mean I'm safe. But it got really dark and I got to a place where I didn't know if I wanted to continue living just because it was so painful. When I was awake, I'd have anxiety. When I was asleep, I would have night terrors. So I'd stay up really late at night and I would put in headphones in my ears and I would turn on music really, really loud just to try to drown out the thoughts of my own mind. And I did that for a while. And there came this one night, it was about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, listening to that music so loud. It was loud enough that it could drown out really the voice in my ego, and my intuition came in. And I'll never forget it. It felt like almost like a presence that came over me. And I heard these words in my head. If you've been sitting beside me, you wouldn't have heard them. They weren't audible, but in my head, words that I didn't come up with on my own. It said, it's gonna be okay. Something big, something good's about to happen. It just repeated over a couple times. And when I heard that voice, I would have identified it as something else at that time, just because I had a different language that I used in the cult. But I now look back and realize that was my intuition assuring me that it was worth continuing to live. And from that point, things began to change in my life. I began to change because I believed that something good was about to happen. And over the next couple months, I started realizing a lot of the toxicity in the cult. I was introduced to a guy who wasn't part of the cult who talked about equality for women. That blew my mind. That's a whole nother story. But I started questioning everything. I started doing, you know, dating on my terms. I met and married my now husband. husband, Will, who is just incredibly amazing. He's so supportive of what I've gone through in the past and really gave me this safe place to land. I'm a total feminist. And also, he physically rescued me from the cult by marrying me. So that was amazing, which then set me on this path to realizing, okay, something big, something good did happen when I heard that voice. And what would happen if I kept listening to that voice, if I started tuning in and honing in? And as I've practiced and stretched this skill with my intuition, it has helped me with other big things, from starting my own nonprofit to starting a conference for abuse survivors that's attended by people even in other countries. You know, I live in the US and people fly in to attend. It has helped me and my husband move states. It's helped me, again, find my soulmate, my husband, and just all these big things, but also small things too. So, you know, choosing that right avocado in the store, the one that's perfectly right. My intuition is on it for that. So it's big things in life and also just the small things too. And so that's really where I am now, realizing, understanding the science and practice of intuition and practicing it every day. That's what makes me an intuitive master. And yeah, so that's how I allow my life to be led.
Such a powerful story, Ashley. And when you're talking about, you know, drowning out all the other noise with your music, and that's when you were able to finally hear your intuition, I think that's so important, because a lot of times we are just following other people's, you know, opinions and their voices. And that's what's swirling in our head all the time. And we really do need to take that moment of being able to just be with ourselves alone, be with our thoughts, and let our intuition come forward. So it's amazing how that happened for you. And I'm so glad that that happened for you, that you had that moment. And you touched a little bit on now how you're honing those skills more. And like, since that point happened, you're like, okay, I'm going to tap in more. I'm going to make sure I continue to hear my own voice, my own intuition. I'm going to make sure that I'm tuning into that. So can you tell us a little bit about what that process looks like for you? And maybe even if you've had any experiences, because I know it's a journey, right? It's hard for us to be perfect. So moments where you were able to sit down, tap in, what that process looks like for you, and then outcomes of maybe when you do hear that voice and you do follow it, versus you hear it and for whatever reason, maybe you still don't follow it, and what outcomes might happen.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's the thing, it's the practice of intuition. When I say I have a program called Intuition Mastery, and I would say, you know, I've mastered my intuition, but that doesn't mean perfection. I mean, there's nobody who has mastered any field that is 100% perfect in that field. So you're right. But when I look at mastery of something, that means like a discipline, something that you use regularly, you are competent and confident in. And so, yes, there have been times when I've heard it really strongly, and I'll share a couple of those stories. And then there are some times I've heard my intuition, I haven't paid attention to it, and things didn't go so great. So let's start with the positive stories first.
Yeah.
So your intuition can super specific sometimes. And some of my courses and teachings, I talk about why that is. There's a lot of science to back it up. But your intuition can pick up on so many different data points that your logical mind can't. It can pick up on data points like past memories, memories when you were in the womb, pick up on things like energy around you, energy signatures it picks up, epigenetics. You can actually have your genes switched on or off to activate or not activate through generations, and those can actually be passed down. And so your intuition can pick up from that. Anyway, there's so many ways your intuition gets information. So it can be really specific. And one of those specific stories that still is just like so wild to me is when I started the Courage Conference. And this is a nonprofit that I have now called Courage 365. But I had started writing about some of the abuses I'd experienced in this cult-like environment. I had a bunch of people reaching out to me saying they'd experienced similar things. They felt alone and isolated. I knew they were not alone. And I wanted to do something. So my intuition was like, you need to start a conference. And I was like, what? You know, I think at the time, like we did it in 2016, our first one. So I was probably like 23, maybe.
Wow.
Are you looking to elevate your client experience to the next level?
Whether you're in the wellness, photography, or mental health worlds, imagine the impact of offering your client a truly unique and memorable gift that supports them on a personal level. Introducing the Custom Affirmation Card Decks by Soleia. Our custom affirmation decks are designed to empower and inspire your clients, leaving a lasting impression that strengthens your professional relationship. So picture this, your own branded affirmation cards beautifully crafted with imagery that reflects your brand's essence. These card decks serve as more than just a gift. They become a daily reminder of your commitment to your client's well-being and success. Whether you're a life coach, yoga instructor, therapist, or photographer, your custom card deck supports your client's personal growth, even when they're not in a session with you. So why settle for generic gifts like candles or pens when you can create something truly transformational and beautiful? With Soleia's custom affirmation cards, you can tailor every aspect to align with your brand identity and the values that you stand for. And this process is easy for you. We do all the heavy lifting from design to ordering. Simply choose your affirmations, select the imagery, and add your logo and branding elements. We'll take care of the rest, delivering a high-quality, personalized product. Join the ranks of leading wellness, photography, and mental health professionals who are elevating their client experience with custom affirmation card decks from Soleia. Visit our website today at soleia.co/custom to learn more and start creating your own unforgettable client gifts. That's soleia.co/custom. And I'll spell it out for you. SOLEA.CO/CUSTOM. Together, let's inspire positivity and empower transformation one affirmation at a time.
So yeah, I'd never done anything like that. And my, you know, I'd just been married. I got married at 22. And so, you know, my only life experience had pretty much been the cult. So it didn't make sense to start a conference. But then here's the other thing. My intuition said, and there's going to be 200 people there and something about $10,000. And I was like, what? That's like super specific. This doesn't make sense. How are we going to get the money for this? I don't have $10,000 to just throw at this that I'm aware of, you know, just all these things. And it was trial and error. But I went ahead and I created this conference based on what my intuition said. And it was packed out. We literally sold out the tickets. And we had 120 people there in person and 80 people watching online, getting us to the 200 number exactly. And we were given a huge donation of $10,000 that completely caught me off guard and surprised me and helped us really pay for expenses for the event. There's no way I could have known that, but my intuition was that specific and told me. I followed it even when it didn't make sense. And that's what happened. So I've got stories like that. Other ones that maybe don't have as big an impact on other people, but are just kind of cool and interesting. So I was in a really toxic job. I was a nanny and there was just some toxicity there that was, I was so stressed going into this job, but I felt like I couldn't leave. And it was just this whole thing. And so one Saturday when I wasn't working, I was just kind of laying on the couch at home alone. And my intuition spoke to me and it said, you know, you need to go take a drive. And I was like, I really don't want to. Like, I finally don't have to work today. I just want to stay here on the couch. And it was like, no, you need to take a drive. So I got in the car and it led me to this church, not a church that I attend. And the story isn't about really anything spiritual, but it just said, go to this location. So I go to this location. It's a Saturday. Nobody's at churches on Saturdays. You know, they're open Sundays. One other car in the parking lot, the door to the church was unlocked. I walk in, there's one person there and they were basically like, I was waiting for you. And they spoke like words of affirmation over me about, you know, it's safe for you to leave this job. And
wow,
that happens all the time when you just take a moment to listen. But again, it's not all big stuff like that. Like I said, yeah. I use it for picking my avocados and, you know, picking dates for, you know, when it's going to be better to get your pictures taken, that kind of stuff, you know?
It is cool that that can happen though. And I think your stories are amazing, but I want everyone to take a moment and really think if you have any stories like that for yourself, because we talk about mother's intuition and just we know, right? Like sometimes there's moments, maybe it's not every day, but we have these moments moments where we hear a voice, and if we follow it, we can have these mind-blowing outcomes like this, and we're taken to the right place or the right person or the right situation. So I love the stories you shared. But yeah, you can keep sharing with us maybe smaller things too.
Yeah. I mean, I guess what I want to tell everybody is that it's not that every day it's this epic, amazing thing. But if you tune in and have a practice of listening, those things happen more often than you imagine. But what happens on a practical daily basis is things like, hey, I decide to go right instead of left. And oh, I run into somebody that I didn't realize I was going to see there, and we had a great interaction. You know, little things like that. I don't let it get down to the nitty gritty about, you know, what color socks I should wear, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, just paying attention and being aware, even stuff like, hey, you should reach out to so-and-so. And I do. And they're like, wow, I was having a really bad day. And, you know, I was just able to check in on them. That stuff happens all the time. You also asked about times I hadn't listened to my intuition. And, you know, that goes on a scale as well. So some big things were in that abusive relationship that I was in. I knew from the first time we went out that this was going nowhere good. My intuition said that, but I trusted my pastor grandfather, continued the relationship on, even though my gut told me this was not okay. So if I had listened, you know, it could have saved me a lot of pain and heartache, but I allowed my ego, I allowed my trust of other people to come in. And I don't fault myself for that, because again, I was in a cult, and you shouldn't beat yourself up either if you don't listen to your intuition. But how I look at quote unquote mistakes like that is it's just another data point. It's a data point to confirm that if I had listened, things would have gone better. And that encourages me that I can trust my intuition next time. It's not something to beat myself up over. But, you know, sometimes there'll be little things where my intuition is like, oh, you should probably wear these shoes today. And I wear a different pair of shoes. I'm like, oh man, I wish I wore the other shoes because now it's raining. You know, those kinds of things, you know, it pops up. But I always take those again as data points that I could have, should have listened. And next time I can be like, yeah, last time I didn't listen, didn't go so well. So
yes, I love those examples. And while you were talking, I was thinking, you know what? My experience when we first connected on Instagram was I just had that feeling. Like when you followed me, I was like, there's something about her that I like. And I think I just started liking your posts or interacting. And now we've collaborated a few times. And I just had that feeling. I'm like, yes. Like my intuition was like, yes, follow her back and initiate, you know, like stuff. And I felt like that was a moment for me too. Cause we get little things like that too. We'll have people who might request to collaborate with you or be on your podcast or for a job. You apply for a job and you might have that ego come in like, well, I don't really want to, or something feels off, but maybe I should. And you go for it anyways and it ends up badly. And we have those moments where things are good, where you're like, I'm feeling drawn to this. This feels good. And then you notice like, yep, I did it. And it was a good outcome. So I love that. When we're thinking about, you know, our own personal connection with our intuition, you shared how sometimes it's like a voice for you. And definitely for me too. I've heard like in myself, I've heard a voice telling me a directive, like you should do this or you should do that or go do this, go do that. And then sometimes it might just be like that unexplainable feeling or knowing, just like, I feel like I should do this or whatever. Do you have any other ways to describe intuition, or can you expound a little more on what type of connection people can have with their intuition?
Yeah, so there's four main ways people experience their intuition. And maybe the most common one we hear about is the gut feeling, you know, and sometimes it's a literal feeling in your gut that like, ooh, something's off there. But it could also be positive things, like just feeling in a part of your body. I don't know if you've ever, you know, talked to an older person like, ah, it's going to rain tomorrow. I can feel my elbow, you know? Yeah. Like you could actually have a physical sensation in your body that calls your attention to a message your intuition is trying to give you. So feeling is, you know, the first way, a sense of knowing where you don't understand how you know this information, but all of a sudden you know the answer. It just comes up. And the reason it happens that way is because, again, like we talked about before, your intuition's in your subconscious mind. And just like in your conscious mind, sort of like if you were going to solve a math problem, how you would have to like think back to, okay, I learned the steps in high school. Now let me implement the steps, do them step by step. Hope I don't make a mistake. It takes time. It's pretty slow. With your intuition, it goes through a very similar analytical process to get you answers to your questions, but it does it below the surface where you're not aware of it, inside the subconscious mind. It does it faster, so in like 1 to 3 seconds, and then it pings up the answer and you get that sense of knowing. So a whole, you know, data analysis just happened, but you're not aware of it. All you have is the, oh, I know the answer. Don't go this way. Do talk to this person. Stay away from that, you know, whatever it is. So you got the feeling, you got the knowing. And then there is kind of what I described in my story, the hearing. And I'm putting, you can't see me on screen, anybody listening, but I'm putting hearing in quotation marks because it's not an audible sound that somebody sitting next to you could also hear. If you have that experience, I'd love to hear about it though, because that sounds pretty cool. But it's like a word or phrase that comes into your head and it can sound like your own voice. It can sound like the voice of somebody really respect or something like that. So you can get that hearing. And then the last one is seeing. And again, I'm putting that in quotation marks. So that could be like a vision that pops up into your head. It could be in the form of dreams. It could be like when you're meditating and you might see a color or shape. But basically all those different things are your senses of your body calling your attention to information that your intuition is pulling up, and whatever way it can get your attention, it's going to get your attention. So, yeah.
Awesome. That is amazing to know those four types, because definitely that's important, right? Because people might think it's supposed to be a gut feeling, and it can show up in so many different ways. For me, when you talked about the knowing, I think that's what shows up for me the most, but I have experienced all four of them. And I think about that I would do that when I would take tests. And I love that you talk about that rapid cognition, because for some reason, even before knowing more about intuition, that's what I would do. I'd go into tests and I'd be like, I'm just going to read the question and the multiple choice, you know, and then I'm going to look through. But if one would pop up, if I was on A and that and a feeling popped up like, yep, it could be A or it's A, mm-hmm. then I would go with A. Or if I'm reading through and I get on C, I'm like, okay, I'm going to listen to that. Even if like 0.1 second later, I look at D and I'm like, ooh, right. It could be D, but yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. For some reason, I just went into a test like that one day and I'm like, I'm going with my first response no matter what. Ace the test. And then I did that again for like two other tests, and these were credentialing tests. So I did it for my pilot's license exam. I did it for my registered dietitian exam, which was the hardest exam of my life, harder than the pilot license. And I did it for a personal training exam. And I'm not a good studier. I hate studying. I think I just rely on intuition, because I'm like, well, if you're paying attention in class, if you know it or you don't. So I've relied on my subconscious in that way, relied on my intuition to bring me the answers. But, you know, that's one area I've mastered intuition. But I think it's important and useful, obviously, to master intuition in all areas of life. Like, we want to be really good at listening to our intuition to make decisions for our relationships and business and everything. So how can we develop a practice? How can we master intuition? And what specific areas in life, like what are the practical ways that you've been able to use your intuition every day for your business and your relationships?
Right. So I love this story about the test. And I think there's actually a study about how we make more accurate conclusions with intuition like that. So that makes so much sense. But as far as using intuition in everyday life, you know, that's really what I'm teaching people about, because we do often have an area of our life where we're pretty good at listening to our intuition. For one person, it might be one area, for another, it might be another area. But a lot of times there's an area where we're really killing it when it comes to intuition, but then other things are kind of left by the wayside. And if you can just, I would encourage anybody listening right now to just take a moment and think about that one area in your life where you're killing it with intuition. Like, you don't know how you do it, but you just do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now think about an area in your life where you just can't seem to get it right. Like, you just always misjudging, and whether it's relationships or business partners or even like what you talk about a lot of time, food choices, you know, all those kinds of things. Think about the contrast of those two areas and then consider, what would your life be like if you could be as skilled in those areas that you kind of feel like you suck at right now as you are in that area where you're just killing it with your intuition? That's really what I love to be able to take my clients through that experience. Some of the tips that I use is, yes, you know, figuring out a way that you can access all four different ways your intuition shows up. And I teach a lot of different tools and practices. I'll share maybe like three tools I really like to use now, but just know that this is like tip of the iceberg. So if you want to receive more intuitive hits from the hearing and the seeing, meditation is going to be really powerful for you. And I would encourage somebody not to just sit there. They're looking for visuals, not to just sit in a silent meditation, but to use like a visualization meditation. And that really allows your imagination to expand and allows your intuition to come through more easily. Now, if you're trying to work on getting like hearing the words or phrases in your brain, that might be a great idea to listen to one that's just like theta waves or something, so you're not focusing on imagery. I like to use something called the 3-second rule. This is great for strengthening the tools around knowing. The 3-second rule is basically this, like what we just talked about before, about how intuition goes through that whole process of gathering data, giving you an answer, and then pinging it up to your brain, does that in about 1 to 3 seconds. So ask your intuition a question and then go with the first answer that you get in 1 to 3 seconds. And anything else after that is probably your ego or your logical mind getting in there. And I'm not saying that's always bad, but just try that. Maybe try it on some low stakes things first. Just see how it goes. And then I know I just gave you a couple, but I'm thinking of, what do we say? The seeing, the hearing, the knowing. Okay, feeling. Another practice you could try is meditative dance. I like to do this. I do it when I'm alone mostly. Like I don't even let my husband see me do it usually. I feel a little bit shy, but turning on like some meditative music and then just allowing your body to flow and feeling those sensations and paying attention to how your body feels as you make these different movements and just intuitively feeling what feels good in the moment. Those different tips that I just gave can really help you strengthen that sense of intuition. And you can use those skills to help you in any area of life. See, that's the thing, when you really understand the science and the practice of intuition, and you have like a list of tools that works, you can use this for anything. You don't have to relearn it in other areas. Like the tools are the tools. Yes. So you can use it for whatever.
And Ashley knows all the tools, and the accountability is so important because, like you said, we could have that one area that we just mastered because it's just innate. We've done it probably since we were kids. We don't have to think about it. We just naturally do that. But when we have these sticking points in these areas where we're getting frustrated and we feel like we can't get it right, there's probably a lot of fear and self-doubt there. And we need to work through that. And we need to learn how to untangle that and stop listening to our ego and learn how to really trust ourselves, listen to our intuition. So I absolutely love that you help people with that and get them that accountability so that it can become natural and become second nature for them. Awesome. So what are some of your go-to, you know, you've mentioned already a lot, but for practices, rituals, routines for staying high vibe?
Staying high vibe. Okay. So for me, part of staying high vibe really is tapping into my intuition. I do some things on a daily basis, and then I do some things sort of throughout the month, year. So like big picture at the beginning of the year, and then at the middle of the year, which is like my birthday, like August time, I go through and I evaluate all the different areas of my life. And I kind of make a plan. That's when I do my vision boarding, those types of things. But I use my intuition in those practices to make sure I'm putting stuff on my vision board that my intuition wants me to manifest, not just my ego. So I kind of do that at the beginning of the year, then a check-in in the middle of the year. So that kind of gives me this high vibe experience for the year. And then on a monthly basis, I practice full moon and new moon rituals. And those are just times for me to get, you know, all my woo stuff out, my crystals, make my full moon water, my oils, you know, just go all in. And
I want to do that so bad. I always see like posts on Instagram and then I get lazy and forget, but I love that you do that.
Yes. No, I love it so much. And it is a lot of fun to do it together. So maybe one of these days we can like do a Zoom.
Oh, totally. I'd be so down. Yeah. And we could leave it open if any listeners or people want to join us. I think that would be so fun.
Would be fun. It would be a lot of fun. Yeah. So that's like the year, then the month, and then sort of on a daily basis, I use a variety of different tools. Like I said, in my course, I teach about, you know, 12 or 15 different intuition tools, but some of my favorites are using intuition cards, the 3-second rule, which I've mentioned, and I do something called like higher self coaching with myself. So I pay a coach, and also I have my higher self coach me, which is basically like a meditative practice to get information from my intuition. So those are things that I do on a pretty daily basis. Yeah, that keeps me high vibe.
I love it. And is there anything that we didn't cover? Any last thing that you want to share?
Yeah, I guess I would just say that just reiterating the question that you asked in the beginning about, can anybody tap into their intuition? Yes, 100%. Because if you got a subconscious mind, and you do because you're human, you have intuition. And if you're not hearing it right now, it could be blocked due to, you know, trauma that you've experienced that have, you know, trained your brain. It's not like a physical block, but like a, you know, something that's holding you back from trusting it. It's there and it can be recovered. It's never not speaking to you, but sometimes it's just kind of breaking through those things, understanding the difference between intuition and ego. So you can really hear it clearly, but it's there, it's possible, and it'll change your life.
Yes, 100%. It will change your life, and everyone should. It's a really important practice. I always like to say intuition is everything, because truly it changed my life as someone living with disordered eating and being in diet culture for a decade. And now I teach intuitive eating, which people don't even realize the word intuitive in it, right? So that totally transformed my health. But it's something too that with business, I've gone the route where I haven't listened to it and things have gone horribly, and I've gone the route where I have listened to it, and that's exactly how you get where you want to go. So I really encourage you guys, please follow Ashley, please work with her. If this episode has inspired you and you want to learn how to access your intuition, learn how to live by listening to your intuition, you'll definitely want to work with her. So can you share with us where people can follow you and how they can work with you?
Yes. So I am on multiple different social media platforms, but my intuition work is mainly on Instagram. So that's I am Ashley Easter. I'm also on Twitter. That's more of my activism work, that type of thing. So you can find me there. But as far as ways you can work with me, so there's a couple different things. One is I just like to offer your audience a free gift. This is the Intuition versus Ego Toolkit. If you have heard this conversation today and you're like, oh, wow, intuition is awesome, but sometimes I'm not sure if it's my intuition and I thought it was, but I got it wrong. This Intuition versus Ego Toolkit will really help you break down, like, understanding the difference between intuition and ego. There's some subtle energy differences that when you can learn it, you can really master your intuition. So you can just go to ashleyeaster.com/toolkit and download that for free. And then I'm going to be having in June, the next cohort of Intuition Mastery, my 6-week course to helping you go from intuition curious to full on intuition master. We go over the science, the practice of intuition. It really takes you from a place of dabbling with intuition to like feeling so confident. And some of my students, the stories that I'm hearing, like, just gives me chills, like from meeting family members that they hadn't seen in a long time to seeing, you know, different signs and symbols that seem like it would be impossible, from these epic dreams. Like, every time I hear from my clients, I'm like, oh my gosh, this really works. Like, I know it works, but then I see it, I'm like, oh my gosh. So you can find that at, you know, ashleyeaster.com as well. Intuition Mastery, and would love to, you know, have you part of that program.
Amazing. Yes. That free gift is awesome. You guys definitely want to download that, because that is a great place to start. And of course, coming up in June, you'll want to jump on that and get in her next round and be one of her students. And you mentioned the epic dream, and I'm just thinking, like, ever since I've gotten more with my intuition, I have been having some crazy epic dreams too. That could be like a whole conversation, yeah. But but thank you so much for joining us and for staying high vibe and for talking about intuition, one of our favorite things to talk about. It's been so great to hear from you.
Oh, this was so much fun. Thank you. And sending love to you and all your listeners.
If you loved this episode, subscribe and stay notified for new episodes every Tuesday. Leave us a review with what you liked or what you want more of. And don't forget, stay high vibe.
Do you know these three things are sabotaging your ability to live your high vibe life? First is living in disconnection, which basically means walking around with no awareness of your body, emotions, or values. And second is letting negative self-talk run the show in your brain. That's just gonna make you doubt your potential and stop you from going after your dreams. Finally, it's not having any supportive coping practices or self-care that doesn't take hours or cost tons of money. Because when you're living in chronic stress at home or work, the last thing that feels accessible is a spa day or a meditation retreat.
We have personally struggled with all of these things, and that's why we created the Body Deck. This affirmation card deck has 77 intentionally designed, beautiful cards to help you address all three of these high vibe killers in just a couple minutes a day. These affirmations will help you tune into your body and your inner world, practice positive self-talk, and best of all, it's super portable and affordable. For only $33, benefit from the transformative practice of affirmations anywhere you go.
So if you're ready to stop the self-sabotage and start being the highest version of yourself, you'll definitely want to get your hands on the Body Deck affirmation cards. Head over to Soulea.co. That's Soulea.co to get the Body Deck affirmation cards today. You can also find the link in the show notes.